The employment news nationwide is pretty bad these days. The U.S. economy added only a few thousand jobs in June, as 14 million Americans remain out of work. And yet, surf the want ads in just about any city or town, and you can find the words, "help wanted." For a snapshot of who's hiring, who's applying, and who isn't, NPR's Joel Rose went to Allentown in eastern Pennsylvania.
Allentown used to depend on steel and heavy manufacturing. Those jobs are largely gone, but Allentown has become an important distribution point for goods passing through on their way to New York and Philadelphia. And there are definitely jobs here, especially if you can drive a forklift.
So you're looking for warehouse labor work?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you tell me what shift best suits your lifestyle?
Second shift.
Second shift. That's great.
Tom Bradley is a recruiter for Asante, a company that provides contingent workers, what you or I might call temps, for other companies. Right now, Bradley is trying to find people to work in a warehouse for $11 to $15 an hour. And lately, he's been running a job fair like this one at the CareerLink office in Allentown every week.
We are very busy. I foresee doing this for at least the next 7-8 weeks to help fill up our pipeline of folks who want to go to work.
You might think the high unemployment rate would make Bradley's job easier. He says it's not that simple.
As long as the government continues to extend unemployment benefits, there is a certain percentage of people that would prefer just to stay home and get paid for staying home.
Officially, the unemployment rate in Allentown and the surrounding Lehigh Valley is 8.4%. But the real number of people out of work is probably much higher, says Gina Kormanik at the Lehigh Valley Workforce Investment Board.
When you do the number of discouraged workers, it might be closer to 14-15%, actually. Our goal is to make sure that people are connected to the workforce system so that they get the training, because they're not, if they haven't been into training in the last 6 months, year, 2 years, they're out of date.
We produce about 6 million bottles a day, and we're right at about 1 million gallons of water a day.
Peter Rittenhouse runs two Nestle Waters bottling plants in the Lehigh Valley, just west of Allentown. Rittenhouse has hired about 25 people this year for jobs paying as much as $20 an hour. Rittenhouse says there's no shortage of applicants, but many lack the computer and technical expertise to work in a highly automated factory.
A lot of the unemployed people that we see don't have the kind of skills that we're looking for in terms of helping us solve problems in a high-speed environment. That's where the dilemma is.
And even those who do go back to school for more training find that's no guarantee of landing a job.
Good morning, Career Resource Center.
At the CareerLink office in Allentown, John Branch is waiting to use one of the computers where job seekers can post resumes and search listings. Branch graduated a month ago from a local community college with a degree in IT.
There's opportunities, but a lot of people are afraid to hire. And those that are hiring are actually hiring from within.
There's so many people out there that it's the numbers game.
Christina Fritz is also using the CareerLink computers to look for work, specifically a clerical job like the one she lost several years ago when the company she worked for went out of business. But for now, Fritz says she's settling for a job at a local warehouse.
You do what you have to do, and a lot of other people are doing it. But I do see a change, and I see more frustration in people. You know what I mean? And more like, now what are they going to do?
Judging by the turnout at the job fair I saw, a lot of people have decided that a warehouse job is better than no job at all. Joel Rose, NPR News.